Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on his Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, his name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself or Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio or Ford Broadcasting, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
Amen, Timotheus. You're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, brother. Are you well?
I am well.
You can see that I am somewhat distracted here. Because I'm trying to...
We're still learning.
We're still learning, and we hope and pray that all of our newly logged-in Facebook observers...
Yes.
Are people who are patient and tolerant and all of those wonderful things. Because we need a lot of that.
We need a lot of grace.
What I'm trying to do is to log into the church's website now so that I can then go up in the search bar and just type in God's Point of View. The reason we're doing that, folks, is to try to monitor your comments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
going
to try
mm-hmm.
to do that from here.
Because we are, I'm using my phone, I guess we could say, to, well, that's what we're doing. And it's a little farther away, so you can't see it, I can't see it. So you've got the old iPad here.
That's what I'm trying to do
now. And if it will come up, we'll see how that works, because it's kind of like the blind leading the blind.
Sort of that way.
But anyway, if you want to give us a call, you could do that the old-fashioned way at 789-0318 if you have a question or a comment. And also, you could email us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. Again, that's godspointofview@yahoo.com, or the phone number, once again, 789-0318. Or as Jerry just said, we have a new Facebook account, I guess you could say. Just search for God's Point of View, and we are doing a live video or live stream, or we're live on Facebook. I'll put it that way. So
we're alive somewhere.
I'm showing my ignorance of Facebook, and ignorance isn't a bad word. It's just a lack of knowledge.
There you go, brother.
No, there we go.
I think we've done it. So let's see what's going.
Well, I don't
know
about
now.
We. You've been doing a lot of stuff over there. Here we go now.
Let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it didn't work. Didn't work.
Well,
we gave it the old American
he-ho.
Try. Yeah. So we'll work on that and try to see comments along the way. Timotheus and folks, 2 weeks ago, we had a caller mm-hmm. ask about, turned out it was his mother. She had died, and he's just wondering. He'd had conversation with a family member about where she was, what she was doing, and so forth. We talked about that, and then he later called me mm-hmm. on my cellular device that I'm holding here in my hand,
mm-hmm.
and which, by the way, is 606-367-0137. If you're out of the area, you need to dial the area code. Everybody knows that if you're in the area, you don't have to do that. 367-0137, and I told him we'd finish it the next week. Well, you remember, Timotheus, what happened last week?
We got all enthralled in the live Facebook.
Well, we got
I forgot.
We got a call immediately. So if you call right now, we're going to ask you to just hold for just a second, because we're going to answer that brother's question as fully as we possibly can. So he wanted to know what the dead are doing.
Hmm.
And do they know what's going on here?
What the dead are doing?
What are they doing? And so the Hebrew writer, let's go to the Bible here. That's a good thing to do, to mow this.
Yeah,
to go to the Bible.
That's probably the ultimate reference book if you want to find it.
Yeah, since we're since we're talking about biblical things.
Yeah, godly things.
God's point of view.
Yeah.
It says, wherefore, and that refers back to the 11th chapter. Mm-hmm. It's like the word therefore.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what is wherefore?
Yeah, and see what it's there for. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. There's all kinds of themes there, but we're going to focus on the first part. Let's call it chapter 12, verse 1a.
Yeah, part of it. Yeah.
Part of it. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. One of the questions is, are people in heaven watching us? Do they know what's going on the earth? And there's two different views, basically. Those people that have died and are with Jesus now, they don't know what's going on the earth because their earthly trials are over. They have no concern about it down here.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other view says that they do because there's scriptures, and we're going to look at those. Some of those. There's scriptures that teach that the angels certainly know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the angels know what's going on, and they had longed to look into the gospel, Peter says, but they weren't permitted to, but they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
We were the recipients of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Jesus was going to die on the cross. The angels didn't know that.
Oh.
Peter said, but we were the recipients of it. So now if we're on, if I die today and I go on to be with Jesus, which is what the Bible says, brother, I hope you're listening today. The Bible says that the saved go on to be with Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Philippians 1:22 and 23. The Apostle Paul says, I have a desire, I'm a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Those two scriptures, one of them's enough, but we have a double authority there,
yeah,
that when we die as Christians, we go on to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Many scholars down through the ages have taken different positions on this. And, for instance, Albert Barnes said it is a figurative representation, such as is common, and means that we ought to act as if they were in sight, or act as if they're really witnesses here. Another individual states that no time is a witness of God called or referred to as a spectator. Now, let me explain that. When Paul wrote to the Hebrew Christians, he said, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Who are they? He's not simply referring to people who've gone on to heaven. He's talking, he's using an illustration.
Mm-hmm.
In the Colosseum, the Isthmus Games and the Olympic Games and that type of thing, they would put the busts of great athletes up all the way around.
Yeah,
I went somewhere not long ago, and there was flags of all the different regional tournaments they won and state tournaments they participated in, and that's there to remind you, hey, we had some good teams, and that's to encourage the current team.
Yes.
Well, the same thing is true. Although the Colosseum he used as an illustration, he's referring to those mentioned in Hebrews 11. He's talking about Abraham. He's talking about Isaac. He's talking about Jacob. He's talking about David. He's talking about Samuel. He said, all time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and Jephthah, who subdued kingdom. He's talking about those in chapter 11.
Hmm.
Now, the question is, are they up in heaven now watching us? Do they know what's going on? Some believe not. I don't share that view.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you, Timotheus, why. Brother, I hope you're listening today. I believe that your mother is aware of what is going on. And let me give you some scripture references of why. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3 that wives were to be in subjection to their own husbands.
Oh, now wait a minute.
Come on now. Stay with me.
Don't turn us off just yet.
That if any obey not the word, they may also without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Watch this now. While they behold your chaste conversation. While they behold. They is a reference not only to the husband, but everybody else that may be watching you. So people are watching how wives behave when it comes to their husbands. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3. Ye are our epistle, that's a letter, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. In other words, people read your life. Now, if people here can read your life, what about those that have gone on? Do they know what's going on here? Revelation 6, verse 10. And they cried with a loud voice. Who is they? Souls that had been martyred for the cause of Christ. Bible says they're under the altar. What do they want? Here's what they want. They're asking the Lord a question. How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? Now, folks, this to me indicates that those in heaven know, at least to some extent, what's going on here. Because these souls knew that they had not been avenged yet.
Mm-hmm.
When will you avenge us? I think there is knowledge of what's going on. The exact extent of it, nobody really knows. The Bible says in Revelation 18:20, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Who are the, he says, thou heaven. Rejoice over her, thou heaven. Thou heaven, who's in heaven? Angels are in heaven. People who have died in Jesus Christ have gone on to heaven. So he tells them to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, this is the reference here to Babylon is the wickedness and the evil of this world. And it's going to be destroyed someday.
Yes, sir.
Question. Why would he tell them to rejoice if they don't have any awareness of what's going on? Let me give you one more reference here in Revelation. Revelation 19, 1 and 2. He talks about, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore. Now, we're not focusing so much on the great whore. We're focusing on the fact that they were rejoicing over her death. Why would they do that?
If they didn't know what was going on.
Well, you're right with me, aren't you, Timothy?
I'm trying.
Here down 15, Luke 15, verse 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons who need no repenteth. Luke 15:10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. The Bible teaches, I believe, that there's joy in heaven when a person gets saved.
How would they know a person was saved?
Absolutely.
If they weren't aware of what was going on.
So, brother, well, listen, now, folks, Timotheus is right on the ball today, I'll tell you. Brother, you and I had a conversation last week. We wanted to get to it, your question last week. You know we couldn't, so we picked up right where we left off today, where we left off last week. Per your request, we want to honor your request and tell you that we believe that your mother, a faithful child of God, gone on to heaven, is with Jesus Christ today. 2 Corinthians 5:8, Philippians 1:22 and 23, and that she is in fact aware. Just to what extent, nobody knows.
Yeah.
But it seems that she is aware of what's going on here. Now, I hope that helps.
Now he said,
I need to take a breath now.
You need to take a breath, yeah. And I'll, if my allergies,
pick
I guess,
there,
my throat
brother.
Here will allow me, because it's driving, I got this tickle in my throat. Anyway. But you also said he wanted to know what they were doing in heaven. Are they sitting around on clouds and just floating around and that kind of thing? I mean, that's what, you know, man shows that we do.
You mean that old Charmin commercial years ago?
Yep, that's it.
That may have sold Charmin, but that won't sell me on that kind of a being in heaven, like a little fat cherub, you know,
there
floating
you go.
Around. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches there's awareness in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Awareness of what's going on. Remember, the Bible says in Luke 16, in the conversation Abraham had with the rich man who went to hell,
mm-hmm.
why he said, son, remember. the rich man could remember. Remember what? Well, Abraham said, he tells us what. In thy lifetime, thou enjoyest the good things.
Yeah.
And Lazarus the bad. Mm-hmm. But now he says, you're in for it, buddy. Now, I paraphrase that last part
there. Yeah, yeah.
He said, remember. There's memory. I think that's one of the things about hell that's going to be so bad, is people are going to be able to remember the chances they had, the opportunities they had.
Well, it's really interesting to me. That would bring a question up of, if we can remember things, do we remember the bad things that we've done and how we've sinned against the Lord? And because there's no tears in heaven, there's no sorrow in heaven that we know of. So wouldn't that bring those things back to mind?
No, because those former things for Christians have passed away.
Aha.
All things are made new.
There we go.
We don't have to worry about any of that.
There you go.
Yeah. 789-0318. God's Point of View at yahoo.com.
Or you can log into our live Facebook right now at God's Point of View.
Yeah.
If you're listening on the radio. And we had some nice comments about the Facebook, too.
Oh, we did.
Had a young lady. I'm gonna stress that. Had a young lady
there
out
you go,
in Texas.
Brother.
She was watching us last week.
So yes.
Appreciate that, Ms.
Yes.
Janet.
Bless your heart, Janet. Out there visiting family and friends. We had several mentioned. I can't log into anything here today to mow this, but I'll be prepared better next week, folks.
Just a little grace.
Yeah, just a little grace. Did our song play today like it always does?
Yes.
Okay, we had a little issue over that.
Yeah.
We've been using that song for over 5 years and realized we didn't have permission.
Let's go to the phone lines. We do have a call coming in. Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please.
Well, I was just wondering, I was listening to you guys, and are you saying that if my mom died and gone to heaven, that she is watching me right now? She can see everything that's happening to me?
As we said, God bless you, sister. Thank you for that question. As we said, there are great theologians on one side that don't believe that. There are other great theologians on the other side that do believe that. And then there's guys like me. There's guys like me who have studied the Bible, preached the Bible for now over 44 years, worked in local work all that time. I don't call myself or put myself in the category of these learned theologians who just don't they study the Bible. That's what they do. In my interaction with people, the local church, I believe from what I've studied and what I've experienced that they do, in fact, know what's going on. Now, to what degree, I cannot say. But as I read those scriptures a moment ago to you, they're happy when somebody gets saved. Angels are happy when somebody gets saved. And I believe if angels are happy, God's people are happy, too.
And there's another point of that, I think, that is a good thing to bring up. It's if somebody doesn't agree with that, that's okay. Because it's not a salvation issue.
I'm so glad you said that, Timotheus.
And it's, you know, like I say, it's okay. We don't agree. I love the way you say this. You and I don't agree on some things, and you, like you always say, I don't agree with myself half the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Some days I'll say, now this is exactly what I believe, but the next day I read another verse.
Yeah.
I have another thought.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, that's kind of wishy-washy. Well, you can have that opinion if you'd like. I don't take that opinion. I take the opinion that I'm open to new revelation from God, from His Word.
Yeah.
So that's a good question, sister. God bless you for calling and asking that. I think, for my part, that they, in fact, are aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
To what degree?
Don't know.
How much? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
789-0318.
God's Point of View at yahoo.com.
I'm trying to see if we've got any email now to mow this, and you know what? I don't see a one.
Not even an advertisement?
Well, I got rid of those earlier.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Rid of those earlier. Well, Timotheus, and folks, we're waiting on you now if you want to call us, folks, or send us a, what do you call it on Facebook?
You want to post on Facebook? Or
no, no. I'm just wondering if someone. The last week we saw where they had made some comments,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
What we're trying to do today by me using this, I've expressed fully my ignorance about how to log into Facebook.
you and myself both.
So we're trying our best. So we ask you again to be patient with us. We just wanted to respond to that, and of course we can't see that far away to both. I can't.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's over there.
But we are going to work on it. We've got people in our church that can do it.
They can help us out.
Yeah. If need be, we'll bring them in here next week.
Yeah.
They'll be our technical.
We'll have a whole crew in here before. So
yeah. be our technical people on getting this worked out.
Oh my goodness.
Timotheus, you know that yesterday was the observance of D-Day.
D-Day, yes.
Yeah, June 6th.
Yes, sir.
And what a time.
72, 3 years, I think. I can't remember exactly.
What was 1944, June 6th, 1944?
74 years.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah.
I remember reading about a fellow that was on that landing.
Yes.
And one of the first, what do they call those? Where the front of it drops down, maybe
is that the U-boats?
Yeah, I guess that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And he observed that when he first hit the beach, and many died right then and right there.
Yeah,
he said I looked at all the carnage and all the death and all the pain, and he said I thought to myself, there's no way in the world we can win this.
Yeah, but they did.
But they did. There was a pilot flying above, giving them air support. And he looked down and saw that mass of humanity hitting that shore, and he said, there's no way we can lose. You know, from your perspective.
Yes.
Things look completely different.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to somebody today who's all depressed, discouraged, because you're looking at your situation from your perspective. Mm-hmm. Try viewing it from God's.
Yeah.
God's looking down. Someone said one time that, I remember Sam Bowie. You remember Sam Bowie?
Yes.
They used Sam Bowie as an example. They said, Sam Bowie, standing next to a 6 foot tall man, boy, you can really see the difference.
Yes, you can.
But in an airplane, you look down, all you see is two little specks.
Yeah. That's true.
From God's perspective, things are not nearly as bad as they seem.
And knowing that he's in control.
Oh,
and
Lord.
We tell ourselves that, but sometimes it's just hard.
Well, it is, sure.
You know, you lose a loved one or a tragedy happens to you some way and your scriptures keep going through your mind. You may read every day, and I hope that you do, or maybe you read occasionally, but you know some scripture and you repeat that and repeat that. It's still hard. It's hard being a Christian.
Of course it is. Folks, this life is hard.
Yes.
Nobody promised us. I don't want to use that line because it's used so much. No, I'm going to use it.
Go ahead.
Nobody promised us a rose garden.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we've been promised thorns.
Yeah.
Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." So I'm going through my life, and things are happening one thing right after the other. And I remember what Jesus said, in this life, I'm going to have trouble. Man, oh, man, I'm having it today. But I remember he said, be of good cheer.
Yeah.
I've overcome it, and I'll overcome it too.
And you have to remember, Satan is trying to beat you down. This is a war. Paul talked about it in Corinthians.
Yes, sir.
It is a war that's going on. And if you're, I have to remind myself at times, because going through issues and problems and all those kinds of things,
yes,
that Satan is against me.
He hates you.
He hates me, and he wants my soul. He wants my family. He don't want no part of family be together and all that kind of stuff. So he's going to do everything in his power to divide all that stuff and to come against you and give you all kinds of grief to make you want to quit.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the devil has his way of thinking and God has his way of thinking, and I choose God's way of thinking. Although sometimes I find myself kind of meandering in a maze of mediocrity in the devil's way of thinking.
Yeah.
So I read this the other day about the preacher that was killed by the crocodile. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, over in Ethiopia. He was baptizing some people out in a body of water. He had baptized one or two, and he started baptizing another fellow, and this crocodile come up out of the water and took him under, brother.
Oh.
And they finally got the crocodile off of him, and it came back after him again, and they fought it off and brought him to the shore, but he was already dead.
Now, somebody's out there saying, well, why on earth? He's doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
Why on earth would God let that happen to him?
Well, I read what one lady said, and I think it's true. On the one hand, from a physical point of view, she said, how terrible. But then before she took another breath, she said, but he opened his eyes in heaven.
Yeah.
Folks, that's the ultimate.
Reminds me of Stephen.
Yes, sir. Tell us about it.
Well, Stephen was being stoned. And he looked up as he was being stoned and seen heavens open up. seeing the Lord, waiting for him.
Amen.
So that when you said that, that's the first thing that popped in my mind is Stephen. As Paul was there, agging it on, as they say.
Looked up and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. The only time Jesus is ever mentioned standing.
You know?
Only time.
Yeah.
As if to say, I'm with you now. I'm here, my child.
I'm ready.
Yeah, ready to receive him.
I never thought of that.
Well, this show's to help educate
you. It's helping me.
789-0318.
We've got about 5 minutes left, if you want to give us a quick call.
How are you living, Timotheus?
day by day. Hour by hour.
You know, I read an obituary recently, and I thought, my, oh, my. That's what I thought. I thought, my, oh, my. This lady's name was Kathleen Dimlow. Kathleen Dimlow. Here's the obituary. She just died a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Kathleen Dimlow was born March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Schunk, Schrunk, of Wabasa. I don't know where that is. She married Dennis Dumlow at St. Anne's in Wabasa in 1957, had two children, Gina and Jay. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle Dimlow, and moved to California. She abandoned her children.
Things are going downhill quick.
Gina and Jay, who were then raised by her parents in Clements, Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Schunk, S-C-H-U-N-K,
yeah.
Schrunk. Last line. She passed away on May 31st, 2018 in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina or Jay.
No.
And they understand that this world is a better place without her. That was it.
Wow.
Now, folks, let me ask you something.
Wow.
What kind of obituary are you writing?
Wow.
You notice how I said that, Timotheus?
Mm-hmm.
Because each of us are writing not only our own sermon, but our own obituary.
It's the dash that counts.
My. You know it.
Now, somebody's thinking, what's he talking about? It's the dash that counts.
Yeah, tell him.
Well, on most headstones, you'll see the date that you were born, you'll see a dash, and you'll see the date that you died.
Yes,
the
sir.
Dash is your life.
Yep.
And what are you
going to
do with that dash between
that's
those it. Numbers?
That's all that matters. You know, I found myself when I'm at the cemetery. We were out there a few days ago. I'm going to go back here in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
I find myself looking at names and inscriptions and that kind of thing. Some of them are just really strange. You remember the one, Timotheus, about the hypochondriac that died?
No.
Yeah. The inscription said, I told you I was sick.
Well, I think we're better at doing biblical questions than we are at comedy.
I think so, too. But, you know, we thought we'd throw it in there. You never know.
You never know.
Some agent may be watching
this. I was going to say, yeah. Agent may be calling up.
Yeah.
So if the phone starts ringing, we're on the air.
Amen.
At least
amen.
Wait till we get done with the show.
Amen, amen. I want to say a word before we have to hurry off. I want to say a word about classical conversation. I can hold that up. Maybe people can see
classical
that.
Conversation. This is this is about education.
Oh, my.
It's not about opera.
No, it's not.
Or music.
But you would think that our grandchildren were performing at an opera when they sing Bible verses and when they sing huge chunks of scripture. Classical conversation is all about a classical Christian community. Mm-hmm. Three C's. Started in 1997. And I'm proud to tell you that my youngest daughter, Andrea, and several of the other ladies that are involved in this are loving this and are going to... This is, in 10 years from now, Timotheus, you'll probably be around to see it. I may not be. And I may be. This is going to be something that's going to blossom and people are going to want to get in on it. This is a homeschooling community kind of education from kindergarten all the way to high school, through high school. And 20 years now, they've been, and they're all over the world now.
Yeah, and I'm sure that.
And they're coming to Paintsville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And if you want to learn more about it, call the church office, call Jessica, 789-6433. Tell her you heard something mentioned on the radio about classical conversation. She'll get you in touch with Andrea, who can help you, or some of the other ladies involved in the program.
Or
it's
you
wonderful.
Can just Google it.
You could do that, yeah. But I was referring specifically about classical conversation in our area.
In our area,
yeah.
Yes. And we were proud at the church to be the first ones to bring it into
this
area.
Look at that old clock on the wall. We're glad everybody tuned in today, aren't we, Timotheus?
We are glad.
And are we going to try to do better next week on the...
We're always trying to do better, bro.
We believe the interweb is going to last.
It's going to catch on.
And so we're going to do our best to catch on.
And wave at everybody on Facebook.
You know
so
it.
There you go.
Bless you.
Thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. We'd like to invite you to services at the church. Sunday school gets underway Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday morning worship is at 10:30 a.m., Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. So be sure to come and join us at Highland Church of Christ. And thanks again for joining us today for another edition of God's Point of View.